A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 14th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the nomination court of candidates who will be contesting in presidential, parliamentary and council elections in the country's harmonized elections on July the 30th this year, which opened today. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Yes, and don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. As we are now live streaming, joining the conversation, likhumbule ukuthi lani abangasibo besifazana landi ngasichayela lamuhla asikhethi ukuthi abesifazana bodwa.
Aha, if you're just joining us today, it's Open Mic Day here on the Women's Roundtable. We are looking at the nomination court, which opened today, where candidates who will be contesting in the presidential, parliamentary and council elections in the country's harmonized elections on July the 30th were able to register today. What are your views on the issue, Star?
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, at the time of going on air, has told Studio 7 that 15 candidates had so far been nominated to contest the July 30th harmonized poll, with more expected to be confirmed as the nomination court is still processing nomination papers for other candidates.
Of those 15 candidates that we're talking about are for presidential elections. Candidates that have so far been registered as presidential candidates include ZANU-PF's Emmerson Mnangagwa, Nelson Chamisa for MDC Alliance, Joyce Mujuru for Rainbow Coalition, Thokozani Kupe for MDCT, Noah Manyika for Build Zimbabwe, and others.
Parliamentary candidates from different political parties also registered, with a majority of those that were disgruntled with their parties running as independents in different constituencies in both the ruling party and the MDC alliance.
Others, however, decided to run under their traditional parties. Let's take a listen at what a candidate in Bulawayo who's running under ZANU-PF had to say.
My name is Raj Modi. I'm contesting in Bulawayo South as an MP from ZANU-PF. I think we got pretty good chances. I'm going to win. I'm confident that I'm going to win. My priority will be the creating the job, development in that area, especially in Bulawayo. Our industrial area is almost died. Can say that way. And we want to bring it back to its former glory, like what we had in 1995.
We're listening there, Star, to aspiring candidate for ZANU-PF speaking from Bulawayo. He had a lot to promise. Over to you.
Yes, and we also have an MDC Alliance candidate in Bulawayo who will also give us a view on today's nomination process.
My name is Nicola Watson. I am the MDC Alliance candidate for Bulawayo Central Constituency. I have filed my nomination papers. I have one more step left to go, which is payments. And how do I rate my chances? If hard work pays off, I stand a very good chance. And I don't like blowing my own trumpet, but I think I'm going to do okay. If I get elected, my priorities are the same priorities as should be everybody's priority, which is to regenerate the economy of Zimbabwe so that government generates sufficient fiscal space to honour its obligations under the Constitution, which are social services, health, education and social welfare. And quite honestly, those are my priority areas because they affect every single Zimbabwean in every single constituency of this country. Local government issues also revolve actually around lack of government support and fiscal space for their obligations.
That was an MDC Alliance candidate in Bulawayo who was giving us her view on today's nomination process.
And Star, today's nomination process was not without drama.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the party members were jostling to register, you know, in doubles for the same constituency. And I think those who followed our news at Studio 7, 7 o'clock, really had an insight into what was going on in the ground. But we are now opening up the mics and those who would like to hear from you, our listeners, on your views on the issue. But before I come back to you, Star, we have an in-studio guest who, although doesn't really want to talk about politics, but we will put her on the spot and just introduce her and let her tell us about what the situation in Zimbabwe is like. We have Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga of Innovative Healthcare Solutions. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much and good evening, Zimbabwe.
You're coming here at a time which is very interesting. The country is looking, you know, forward to elections. You have just started your organization. Tell us a little bit about your organization and how it is the operating environment at the moment.
Right. My organization is an innovative healthcare solution. And this is a product that fits in very well with the current economic situation in the country because health services are not well funded and, you know, human resources, material resources are in short supply. So we are looking into supporting this by providing health care in people's homes, in the comfort of their home.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start this innovation, as you say, at a time where everybody else is saying the operating environment is very difficult in the country?
Right. I actually have a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
My mother fell ill. Obviously, she was elderly, but she had very bad arthritis, which affected her joints, affected her mobility. Now, with that arthritis, she had to take drugs to relieve the pain, and some of those drugs triggered diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had high blood pressure. So with all those three together with her age, she needed a lot of support. So she got to a point where she needed hospitalization every now and again. And I was out of the country at that time. My other sister was also abroad. We had one sister in the country who was looking after her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really taxing on her. I could see the burnout. And each time we admitted my mother into hospital, she would not get really better. Sometimes she would even get worse because, again, of the resources that were not adequate.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized that sometimes when she was in hospital, we had to provide our own nurses in the hospital. And she would end up with pressure sores. But when she got discharged home, we would manage the pressure sores by dressing the wounds. We would feed her properly. And she would actually pick up and get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, now, wait a minute. Why is she going into hospital when she's getting better at home? And we were managing her very well. Also, the resources that I was spending by having to fly down home, my other sister flying down home as well, to support the third sister was looking after my mother. We could have channeled those resources towards
mm-hmm.
looking after her at home.
Yes, and exactly who are your targeted clients and how do they afford your services?
Right. Our targeted clients are, I would say in theory, anyone mm-hmm. who is ill.
Okay.
You see, we provide home health care services, but our services are broader mm-hmm. than the home-based care people are used to, because we can look after anyone who is not on life support. We can look after even clients who are unconscious, as long as they don't need machines to help them breathe. So we look after a wide range from children, from adults, the elderly, patients on palliative care. We also are capable of conducting deliveries at home, which means prenatal care, the delivery itself, and postnatal care, with our services that are very comprehensive, because our motto is high-quality care. So we would like to bring everything to the comfort of the client in their home.
Maybe let's just hold your thought right there. Star, I think we have Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi before we go into Ndebele. Let's just take him because we might not have him for a long time from ZANU-PF. If we can speak to Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi. I know he said he would be here for a little while. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, Honorable? If you can just tell us what you went through today, you know, putting in the nomination papers for your candidate. Who is your candidate and where does everything stand right now?
Our candidate, ZANU-PF, is Comrade Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. We submitted our papers. We submitted them yesterday, and today we just finalized the process. And our papers were duly accepted, and he has been duly nominated to stand for ZANU-PF on the 30th of July this year. So we were happy with the process, and we are ready to go.
Can you just tell us, what does a candidate need? What did you have to provide for your candidate, Emmerson Mnangagwa, for him to contest on July the 30th?
What is needed is that he has to be nominated by at least 10 registered voters per province. So what we did is we had to identify registered voters in each province who nominated him and filled in the form in the presence of the party agent, who happened to be me. And then we completed these details and we submitted three passport size photos and his birth certificate and ID. And to be a presidential candidate, you must be over 40 years of age. And that is what is required.
Star, over to
you. Yes, and are you satisfied with the process of the nomination court, not just for your candidate, but for the rest of the ZANU-PF contestants?
By and large, I think we are very happy as a party. The process went smoothly. We actually excited that a lot of people are eager to participate in this election. We saw several parties. I was actually surprised to see that we had over 15 candidates that want to contest for the presidential election, which shows that the democratic space has been opened up and people are feeling very free to come forward and contest.
Honorable Ziyambi, tisati muende mumboti dene rurimi rwamai kuti imi makwanisa here kunyoresa vachange vakamirira bato renyu rezanu-PF mungandi uyezve ndiani?
Takwanisa isu sebato rezanu-PF kunyoresa baba Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa kuti vange varivo mutungamiri wedu wenyika pamusarudzo iri kuyamiswa 30 July. Takatanga mapepa acho tikaendesa nezuro kuti asanochekwa kuti zvinhu zvese zvakamira zvakanaka here. Nhasi kuseni tikabva taenda nenguva dza10 tikanosubmita mapepa edu akaakseptwa. Saka tangomirira kuti musi wa30 uchisvika tonovhota.
Vaziyambi, tamboona kuti panga pane kutatsurana kana kunetsana kwanga kuri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo pakati pevamwe vanga vakamirira bato renyu iro rezanu-PF, kwakadai sekunana Mashonaland West kuchinoi. Zvamira sei pari zvino?
Hongu, zvamboitikei maererano neconstituency yeChegutu East, apo pamboisa vanhu 2 mapepa avo vaka vachida kumirira ZANU-PF, asi ndazokurukura navo vese tikabva tawirirana, kukasara baba vashamu varivo vari kumiririra ZANU-PF kuChegutu East. Saka zvagadziriswa izvozvo.
Aiwa, lapo ecingweni vesilo mnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi oyebandla leZANU-PF, yena onguye ohambise amaphepha kudale le nomination court awokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena oncintisa emele ibandla lezanu PF kadingi lokuintroduce azasebenzisa ngakho nje lapho besitshela ukuthi hayi usuthisekile ngendlela uhlelo lolo luqhubeka ngalo njalo konke okwenze kuhle akuzange kube lengxaki. Sikhuluma nje silomunye njalo ecingweni umhlonishwa wethu uKhansela Sicelo Mpofu owenkayi yena ukubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Siyakwamukela ukuhlelo Khansela.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Ye, when usuhambisile wakho amaphepha njalo kuqhubeka njani khona ngapho enkayi?
Ngathi nje ngamafitshane sokwenzakele uhlelo kade silulandile lo-nomination soluphutshile. Ngikhuluma nje sesiphumile sokubiziwe lamahodi ukuthi abakhethwe ngoba abaphumelele ukuthi bazancintisa mhlaka 30 ngobani nabobani. Ngathi nje ngamafitshane ngamanqampunqampu thina njenge-MDCT emelelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe isiqeqeqe senelise ukuthi sifake onke amakhansila azancintisa ukhetho lukamhlaka 30.
Nangokwakho wenelisile yini ukuthi iphepha lakho lingene lamukelwe?
Njengoba nje ngishile ukuthi ukuthi singene sengu-30 amawadi amele inkayi angu-30 so lami ngomunye engingenise amaphepha ami anzange enhlane lo hlupho.
Baningi yini abangangenanga obabonileyo singasabala bebandla lakho kuphi?
Ngathi abangangenanga ngiyakubalisa nje ngendlela nje ezifitshane ukuthi nginanzelele ukuthi amabandla ade laphana abengafika 6. I-ZIPP ayinelisanga ukuthi ifilde kumawodi wonke nake ngiqamba ukuthi iwapha ngafiltanga khona. Imthakazi naye ngokufanayo i-ZANU-PF yenelisile ukuthi ifake kumawadi wonke wongu-30. Then kule i-Rainbow Coalition naye iphongahamba ifaka kwezinye izindawo zange kufake bantu. Bese kubuya-ke i-Alliance indawo lapho enginanzelele khona ukuthi ayifakanga i-candidate yayo kuku-ward 11 kwesivalo.
Oh ye laphana ngezinye indlela uthe sokuvaliwe sokumenyezelwe konke sokulungile?
Yebo mama.
All right, hayi sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga la mama.
That the marvelous was Councillor Sicelo Mpofu of MDC Khuphe in Nkayi. He's also the rural district chairperson of Nkayi. He's saying they successfully submitted their papers and the nomination quotas announced the winners, which is quite good news for them because we understand in other provinces,
yes,
they are still waiting.
Yes,
it might take hours.
Yes,
for
I
the
actually
final,
saw a report
candidates.
That came in when they said they actually extended. Mm. They had gone on a break, and they are still registering some people. So it's going to be interesting to see who actually makes it.
Yes,
because we heard there from Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi of ZANU-PF saying, you know, the dispute that was in Mashonaland West has now been resolved. Shamu is going to be going forward as the candidate because we had two candidates jostling to register.
One person.
So very interesting there, right there. I think you can go ahead in Ndebele, my sister.
No, we have... all right.
I understand we have
Mr. Ziyambi Ziyambi.
He's actually dropped, but we have the MDC Alliance Elections Director here, Mr. Jameson Timba. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, tell us also, you know, how was the process for you? Who did you register as your candidate?
We registered advocates. Nelson Samisa is our presidential candidate for the president for the MDC Alliance.
Mm-hmm. And what process did you have to go through to get to register Mr. Chamisa as the candidate for the MDC Alliance?
Well, we are coming from a background of experience ourselves, and we know that the nomination court, although there is a designated day,
mm-hmm.
you can actually start the process 3 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I completed the process of registering our candidate on Tuesday evening. Today at nomination court, I just come in for the formality. And the formality was the announcement that Nelson Chamisa had been successfully nominated as a presidential candidate for the July 30 election. And mm-hmm. this is why he was the first person to be announced, mm. because he finished our work way back on Tuesday.
Mumbo taura nerumi rwa mai vatsimba imi makamirira bato ripi uyezve candidates yenyu yama register ndiani pa nomination ya nhasi nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti nomination kuti ichiri kuenderera mberi zvakamira sei imi makuwane kwa muchinyoresa ani uyezve achimirira ani
ini ndakamirira MDC Alliance aha vanyoresa vachamisa semutungamiriri wedu semumiririri achazopinda musarudzo sapuresidendi musi waJuly 30. Takatanga kuita basa iri rekuvanyoresa musi wechipiri tikazopedza zvese zvaidiwa pamutemo. Nhasi patazouya kunomination court tanga tauya kuti tizongopuwa confirmation yekuti vachamisa vakabudirira kuti vakwanise kuti vapinde musarudzo sapuresidendi muna July 30.
Izvi zvinorevei kubato renyu reMDC Alliance zvakureva kuti makufanira kuchiita sei iye zvine zvimaanaye achange akamirira bato renyu uyezve muchange muri kushandisa simbo ipi nekuti tinoona pakange pane makakatanwa neMDC yamuzvare Tokozani Kupe zvakamira sei ipapo.
Chekutanga isu tichashandisa simbo ine ruoko rworudyi mukati meruoko rworudyi imomo mune mufananidzo wekandidheti yedu vachamisa pasi peruoko irworwo pakanyorwa kunzi MDC Alliance kutenderedza ruoko irworwo rwakatenderedzwa neslogan yedu inoti chinja maitiro maitiro chinja kukula event.
Hamusi kuzoona vanhu vachizokanganisika here mukufunga kuti imi neimwe MDC munenge makafanana muri kudzidzisa here vanhu vachange vari kuenda kunovhota pamusiyana wenyu?
Mugore ra2008 takamboita nyaya yakafanana iyoyo, asi chikuru chakabuda ndechekuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vanonzwisisa uye vanhu vakaenda kuchikoro vanokwanisa kuti vatarisiwe kuti zvavanoda ndezvipi zvavasingadi ndezvipi. Kana paine avo vanotsvaga kuti vavhoterwe nevamwe kana vachinge vatora mazita evamwe vachaona kuti zvazvibatsiri nekuti musi watoenda kumusarudzo vanhu vese veZimbabwe vari kuziva kuti bato ravo ndere MDC Alliance rinotungamirwa navachamisa.
Tisati takusiye yenyu vatimba, tinoonazve kuti mubato renyu iroro reMDC Alliance tatiri kuona vamwe vanga vari kunonyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanga vari kurwisana panyaya iyoyi yekuti tanga tiri kuona vamwe vachiuya vari vaviri vatatu panzvimbo imwe chete. Mazozvigadzirisa here? Zvakamira sei ipapo?
Aiwawo, zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo zvinowanikwa panguva dzesarudzo. Munofanira kuziva kuti bato redu ibato rakakura rinopfuura vanhu mamiriyoni maviri varipo vese vazhinji ivavo nzvimbo dziripo chete 210. Saka munhu wese anenge achida kuti apindewo ipapo. Saka hongu pachaita vamwe vanoita musikanzwa. Chazvakanakira hazvo ndechekuti pamutemo tine mazuva 7 kubva nhasi anotengerwa nemutemo yekuti tinokwanisa kuitidzirwa wakandidheti kana kureplesa kandidheti. Saka vese vanenge vakaita musikanzwa waya pamazuva 7 ari kuteera aiwawo tozvigadzirisa.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Regai timboverenga. Pane mwanyora pana panonzi Henry Ngara, hanzi good leader Timba, victory is certain, power to young people, nobody can represent young people better than young people. 2018 let's kwekwe him. Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita mwanotitsigira panapa ari kuisa message kwamuri imi vatimba, asi mombobata makadaro.
Yeah, lapho ke sizwe isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Jameson Timba nguye ke oqhubele idale le-nomination court incwadi ezinika ilungelo umkhokheli walumanyano umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi ancintise kusikhundla sokudinga umongameli kulumanyano. Njalo kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi lamhla sikhuluma ngokwenzakala edalele nomination court njoba likhumbula nje ukuthi ilanga lokhetho selamenyezelwa ukuthi lisekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo. So, ngakho ke sokumele idalele lihlale ukwenzela ukuthi laba abazancintisa beqhubele phambili incwadi zabo njalo benikwe ilungelo lokuncintisa. Ngoba ungeni nje uphonga ukuncintisa siyabona ukuthi abanye baphenduliwe emuva bathi abalancwadi ezeneleyo kumbe abanye babelezinye inhlupho ezijeneyo kwezindawo kube le ngxabangxoza. Kodwa asoze sizikhulume zonke, ezinye lizazizwa nje siqhubeka sikhuluma. Kodwa sizwile ukuthi abazancintisa ukudinga ozaba ngumongameli welizwe sebegoqela umnumzana Nelson Chamisa njengoba lizwile we-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Noah Manyika oye-Build Zimbabwe Alliance, unkosikazi Violet Maria Cha owe-United Democracy Movement Party, umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa weZANU PF, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-National People's Party kanye lonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe owe-MDCT, enye ye-MDCT. Ngakho ke kunengi okwenzakala ezigabeni, abanye bathi lokho kungavalwa, abantu bahlezi lokho belindele ukuthi betshele ukuthi incwadi lezi abasebeziqhubele idalele nomination court zona sezilungele yini ukuthi zingahamba. Kodwa sizwile ukansila wenkayi ukansila Sicelo Mpofu sithi enkayi sebeqedile sebebatshelile impumela, sebekwazi abazancintisa, sebekwazi abangasoze bencintise. Kodwa kwezinye izigaba lokho bengaqedi, sizwa kuthiwa abanye lokho besaqhuba le ncwadi zabo. Kodwa kwakathesika sizweni ke kumavidiyo ethu kumabona kude ukuthi abantu abasezigabeni ezichiyeneyo zelizwe bona bekuqhubekani edalelele le nomination court.
Okay, mina ibizo lami uBuhlebengosi Chaba Kuboyo. Ngibuye lapha ngimelele i-Women in Politics Support Unit. So thina sikhuluma labo mama abaku-politics labafuna ukungena ku-politics. Sikhulume labo ekuseni abaningi bebekhala ngokuthi imali bebesithi izimali ziyahlupha, kodwa abanye bebesithini okunye okubahluphe kakhulu yindaba yokuthi ama-form enomination afilwa njani. So ngoba thina sasile workshop njenge-weeks sibancedisa omama ngefika eliphelileyo, kodwa sibo bonke ababuyayo. So ababengekho bathe bebelodulo ukuthi bakithi ama-form afilwa njani, bayancediswa emabandleni, kodwa still bekulokunye okunganakucacanga. So ekuseni nje sivuke sincedisa abanye. So lapha simekuthi engxe sidabona abanye futhi abafuna uncedo, kodwa hhayi bonke sikhulumela bekhala ukuthi bakithi imali, bathi hayi imali iyahlupha ngoba kade sivini singaze sisubmit amaphepha ngasokumele siye campaign ukuthi ivini nje imali engxenye nje imali yephethu yokufaka emoteni ukuthi uhambe. So khanya ngani hayi izimali ngoba amabandla awabanika imali.
Likhangelele ukubanceda ngani nje
lewinsuku? Thina iwips esingakwenzeka kubancedisa ngama-campaign posters, sizabancedisa lama-picture ama-campaign posters, kulapho esizabancedisa khona. Lolunye ndincedo abalufunayo ngaphandle kwemali, imali yosingelayo, kodwa okunye nje singabanceda ngakho mama. Lokubancedisa ukuthi nxa sebefuna ukukhampeyin ama-campaign messages singabancedisa sibili.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngise-ZEC Nomination Court kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ye, intatheli zindaba ethu Anastasia Ndlovu lapho obexoxa lomunye obesitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani edalele nomination court.
Sithathi ninge thine mthereri regate mbuye ndathi mbunzwa ukuthi vathereri vari kuti chi. Hello.
Kwazwa makadiko anza.
Aiwa, tiri wadi wadi, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Ewa, mkutaura na mamoyo, ndiri kuno zangu ku South Africa.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika izvi. Taona nhasi manga muri kunzwa kubva kuna vatimba vataura ivo kuti chokwadi vatoregister vaNelson Chamisa vakamirira MDC Alliance. Tikanzwa zve kuna honorables Yambi Ziyambi vachiti wavo candidate Emmerson Mnangagwa varegistwa vakamirira ZANU PF, vamwe tiri kuedza kutsvaga vamwe mamwe mapato. Imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Aiwa, chokutanga regai ndipe mbiri kuna Mwari watisanganisa madekwana ano nchitima kadi woko kwa murukoko nchida kumpasa zimuri ya Zimbabwe manirane ezwa rechina maniru chukoti mwiyamsuna umari ngavi ni mpamuri mose.
Aiwa, atinutin
na wiko nde uti zaitwa chokutanga chandika ufara nacho pakuona vatunga miriri wakaita sawa Chamisa wa nyoresa wa na wamunanga kwa nyoresa na maimu juru wa nyoresa kanzi na wa noa ndo funga ndo wa tira ndanzo izozo mbibu ndio kusi na kuona kwa anda ita zunu zakana kachose kunyenyenya pa utunga miri uukuru kunyeza wazo wavirava kutaku mavirava ndika kutenda nokuzvinhu zvaito zvakanaka kuona vana vababa mapato mabato maviri awana mukana pasina mamwe matambudziko kuchizouya zvezvimwe zvezve zvatanzwa kuti kune vakazvimirira vabuda mumapati vakada kuzvimirira ndo pamwe pane problem ipapo
sei muri kuti pane problem
pane problem ipapo pakuzvimirira nokuti mwe ndakwanisa kuti vanhu avadi ku vanhu avadi kukundiwa kana kuti avakusada kuteerera nokuti kana munhu achizvimirira oga aiva mukati memwe pati ndinoona chichinhu chakaipa zvikuru nekuti pakuzvimirira ndinoona vakawanda vachizoruza zvinodudzira kuti kana kuruza kwavo kuchakonzeresa pakuzorasikirwa nezvimwe zve zvavangova nazvo zvaingova nekudai vagona kungova vangobatana but zvisine izvazvo tinoziva tiri vanhu pasi pezuva umwe naumwe anenge achikana ndikazvona tadza kupinda ndochinonyaya kutsvagwa inyaya yekuda kudya ndo chinonyaya kutsvagwa nokuvarirwa kana vaiona munhu akuda kuzvimirira oga isindari kuti hazvina kunaka asi kureva kuti tinyaya tinamwe nokuvavarira toda kuvaka Zimbabwe itsva tiivake iende mberi Zimbabwe ive chinhu chakanaka isagona kuwana kudzokera mashure saka zvona ndinokurudzira kudai vanhu vakava nokubatana kune avo vavese vachikurwa vakurwara masvingo nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dai vanhu vakangova vanhu vanova nokungobatana zvakafamba zvakanaka kuti mavhoti agonovhurwa zvakanaka zvinhu zvandinokurudzira kunyika yedu yezimbabwe
aiwa pakanaka munotaura ndebele here hanzvadzi
ya ndino ndiyakuduma yes
ya batai makadaro mutauri
ye ungasichasisela nje ngamafitshane obukukhuluma ngolimi lwesishona kuyini okwenzakala khona
okay into yokuqala ngiyathokoza kakhulu uthi ngibingilele abalaleli bonke ve-studio 7 amagumbi amane mhlaba into esangikhuluma ngithi into yokuthoma sithokozile ukuzwa ukuthi ubaba uchamisa na yena obhalisile igama lakhe noba munangagwa obhalisile igama lakhe noba kupe noba majoyisi mujuru naloya vacho baba unowa kutho kuthi into ehleleyo into eyenzekile mara into siyifisa or isifiso sami khulukhulu kuna amatembe amanye lawa amakhulu into esiyifisa kuna amatembe amakhulu fanele ezrp f neleyi akaba utshamisa ndo amatembe lawa sithi amakhulu amanye lawa anova matembo asiti amatroublemaker kuti azoenza ezinye zinto angakona kuti akona kuti azopfumise napa kuEgpt
labo bazibona belosekelo bona baziboni bengama-troublemaker labo bazibona sebengomunye umongameli umnumzana noma manyika la uzibone sengumongameli welizwe kungadlula
okay ngiyakuzwa sister into ekhuluma vavaziva umongameli mara angeke bazivawine angeke bazivamathumbe khulukhulu kubalali vezimbabwe into ngifuna ukubatshela yona saazi kuthi ukuvotela sonke siyakufuna wonke umuntu uyakufuna mara into siyifuna nje sifuna kuenza izimbabwe yitsha into siyifisa nasonke isikhathi asifuni zonke izinto lezi kuthi kunamanye amacembu abanye bazimele njalo njalo ayisiyinto ihleleyo into esiyifuna sifuna icembu lizokwakha izimbabwe elitsha izimbabwe le yakudala leya kusese irodisia masingena ibe ngcono so iyo into esiyifunayo and ukubona amacembu abanye bazimela kanti ningokanike uma ubona umuntu uzimela kuthi umuntu akhambisani icembu kuthi ma umuntu mazimela ayisinto eyihle ufana ma umuntu futhi ma wathi wena awuna uhluliwe abantu baningi abavume ukuhluliwa even ma umuntu ahluliwe nalapho even ma azimele uzohluliwa kuthi uzokunuza konganakho ma into ikhona ukubambana into ehle iyo into siyifisa thina ngamazimbabwe asifuni konke lokho sifuna ukuthi abantu babambane uyabona lapha emasiko basiyenzekela even nezinye izindawo so unobona ukuthi ezimbabwe inkinga izokuba khona even amavoti amafika kuzokwana imbi inkulu yibo abantu
laba uyazwakala mpela siyawuza umbono wakho hayi sibongile kakhulu ukusiphathisa kuhlelo
awa ndiyathokoza kakhulu unkulunkulu ave nami and futhi amanye amazwi am
kuma Richard ka
but it's quite interesting that
we have another caller
yes,
on the line.
I have one too. It's interesting that he's saying only President Mnangagwa and Ms. Chamisa should contest, the other ones are troublemakers. And I'm saying, no, everyone is a chance.
Different views from different people. So
yes, yeah, I understand we have another guest, Shadrach Goliath Kativu from Mwangi. He's actually of the Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, ZIP. Siya kwa mwge lagu lelo, mnumzana kativu?
Ya mwoga tatewezu, nchora jani?
Sionile, unga sikasa luguti kwa nangapo ewa angi, matebelele north kuhambenjan, la mwla, usu kubila mapepako, njalo soku mbenye zelo hii, nuguti gulungi ile, ule lungi ilo, lugu ngundisi?
Ya, ama pepa sisi wa file, amezeki, koto amaka kambi, ama biso, kuti, nanguti sana nobani, nobani, mwoma, kusuke kwa mana, manda mande kakuru, ima tepele nosi, kuru manji, manekume pizipezu kwa ama pepa, amaka biso, ama biso, amati matuhele, kuna makatisa, ama nengi kakuru.
Ye, kukanyi ngani guza kubega, guza kubanini, benga kotisi?
Ngocho kwa ama pepa za anausa ama biso, kutofu.
Ngo 12 midnight.
Yebo ba.
Oh manje lingaphi kathesi lihlezi ngapha abantu benzani uhamba njani ungasi
chasise. Ziphadle nje zihlezi nje sichaza ukugado sibelele ukuthi sika kuthi sibelele ababizi kuna nawo ukuthi uhambi ukazwa ukuthi ibizo uhambi njalo ngabo yezi process yonke but xa ube zakukhupha ukuthi hayi ndoda sokwalela lapha sokufiya kichiba manje laba uzakichiba lozibani okay ke wafu.
Liko apha ama office.
West Coast Court eko Bulawayo.
Eko Bulawayo. Ye kodwa kuthi ye kusenzwa okwe wangi.
Yeah, I bathebele dothi yoke aba House of Assembly members bayezele eWest Coast Court.
Oh, eWest Coast for imathebeleno.
Ye wage aba local government aba local councillors yathi sizila e wage RDC elukhosi. Then aba epic councillors athi sizila kabi. Allies, so which means as I can see it's only the MPs allies that is what keep it ransom. It was 30 minutes to 4 o'clock. So, what you teach, we have to give you order. You go with the good judge.
Yes, if you can briefly summarize what you have said in English, what exactly is going on there, and what are you saying about the MDC Alliance?
No, everything went well according to Zek, but the very unfortunate thing is the MPC allies, candidates delayed to submit their papers for a reason that was not available to everyone else. All other parties, including the independent candidates, to submit their papers, they were here in the morning. The MPC allies candidates to submit their papers at 30 minutes to 4, of which the court was saying at 4 o'clock when they went. The nomination court is closing. So those are this is the only party that is holding people at ransom right now. People outside are waiting for their names to be called out, and the Zeki is only saying they're going to announce the names at 12 midnight today.
Ah, okay. Very good there. Mr. Goliath, if you can hold on. I think we still have Mr. Jameson Timber on the line, if he can answer to that. Hello, Mr. Timber.
I'm here.
Hey, ameno manzwe ere shanga zvirikutaurwa nava Goliath vativo kwavanga vari kuwange nhasi vanhu ve MDC Alliance ndivo vanonotsa process yanga iriko vativo saka ima ameno kuti manzwa ere nezvanga zviri kuitika kuwange nhasi.
First of all, ndinokuti nomination court inovhura kubvana 10 o'clock kana 4. Sazvinoreva a candidate is allowed to come into the nomination court anytime between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock. This is located in Wapukuti. One is going to be Kure, and the nomination court is at the central point. That's why the court sits for so many hours. So it's not a question of anyone holding anyone at ransom. It is unfortunate that probably our members are actually not able to sit. But they are still using their rights in terms of the law. They submitted their papers. Even if they submitted it 5 cases.
But Mr. Timber, were you able to actually educate your candidates on the need for them to maybe register early? Like you said, you had registered starting yesterday or the day before. What kind of education were you giving to your candidates of the MDC Alliance regarding this nomination process?
Let me tell you that we first constrained the AWIA throughout the country. It is a good thing. I have a road map that I'm going to work. The road map is submission of authorized signatories for nomination forms must be done by the 12th. Because all our submissions were done on the 12th, but were done at the executive office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but if I may come in there, is it because we heard like yesterday evening that some people are still waiting for the signatures? They haven't gotten all the signatures that way. Is it because your party also delayed?
Yeah, it's because of that. Actually, problems in areas like Matabeleland, not in problems like Bulawayo, in Matabeleland, where they were saying they are yet to receive the official signatures. I know that as the chief election agent myself, I had to interview. Send some people to ZEC office, pick up the signatories from ZEC office, and started faxing the details to various provinces.
Yes, they have
very specific details with respect to much more. It is also possible that they fell into that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, siyabonga kwezwakala lapho umnumzana James Mthimba. Ngabona uyamuzwa umnumzana Khatifu ukuthi la uyavuma ukuthi ngempela kuke kwaba lokubambeka. Lapho abekumele befake isidindo sabo se-signature ukuthi abantu bencintise. Kodwa kathesi ongasitshela lona mnumzana Khatifu kuyini elikwenzayo kathesi limelele ukuthi kumenyezelwe ukuthi ozancintisa ngubani emadabu kabusa.
Ke baba very patient the DCPW zakhe kube lokupopota kumbe ukuthi the of course abantu athi becomplete but were being held at ransom with what political parties if they are getting a special treatment considering that they are the first opposition party which has been there for the past 18 years. That this election is not coming as a separate to them. People expect them to have put their office in order. Considering that the Bajaba party is still but our things just running smoothly because we just try to abide to time and abide to what the Lord demands us. So, but well, I just want to say thank you to almost every individual who is here from different parties, the independent candidates. They are showing maturity as Zimbabweans. So, no one says that the national unity is there. It's Katabas Nigel for us that they can because what you want is to put the party to get our visa to have the next vote about the Kata Bakuka Fudayo. Then, that's what we want. Nothing more than that.
Yes, yes, siyabonga ukusiphathisa kuhlelo mnumzana Khatifu webandla lezipho yena ozancintisa ewange. Sibongile kakhulu.
Star, maybe if we can just hear from Mr. Thimba before we let him go, because we have some other guests that are waiting to come on. Mr. Thimba, so as we go forward, the MDC Alliance now, what does it mean tomorrow? How do you start your day? Does this mean that the race is now on? You now know your candidate. You've now registered. Where are you going to next?
Mangwana tukuti mburiye Zimbabwe. Wacha misa. Warukuti. Munuwese mari mwongwe. Munuwese kubasa. Let's go and campaign. And let's retake our country. Let's restore our dignity.
If you want to say the same thing in English before we let you go.
Zimbabweans, we are ready to go. President Chamisa is ready and he's ready to govern. Come rally behind the MDC Alliance. We are the only game in town. We are the future and we are here for you.
Thank you very, very much for having been our guest. You have yourself a great day ahead.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Star, we have now on the line one of the people that registered as an independent candidate. Let's go to Jesse Majome, Honorable Jesse Majome. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Honorable Jesse Majome, tell us a little bit about your registration process today. We see that you are now registered. Who did you register under? And how was the process for you?
I filed my papers yesterday as an independent candidate. And the process went for, I am seeking election as to be the member in the National Assembly for Harare West constituency as an independent. I was pleased yesterday at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission offices in Cecil House to find the atmosphere very serene, very calm, and very orderly. The process moving ahead smoothly with a lot of respect for everyone there. And I suppose a lot of, I think, disciplined excitement by the candidates and their agents. The only thing that I found interesting was that when the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission issued me with a receipt for the payment of the fee for nominating as a member of the National Assembly candidate, they wrote that I filed papers for the House of Assembly, which doesn't exist anymore. I found that rather interesting. I wondered if I'd been registered under the wrong. I'd filed my papers under the wrong. Contest. And so, you know, they need to get to the fact that we no longer have the House of Assembly; it's now a National Assembly.
Zvari majome saka zvakurevei mangwana masiya here bato reMDC Alliance kana kuti zvinorevei taona kuti maregista imi makazvimirira uyezve mawanikwa muchibhadhara mari dzakamira sei?
Ndakafaila mapepa angu nezuro saka ini ndikukwikwidza ndakazvitaura zvandaita izvika asi zvitsva ndakazvitaura musi wa14 May ndikazivisa vanhu vemuconstituency vemuHarare West kuti ndichazenge kuti panopera temu yangu ino yeparamende ndichazokumbira zvakare rutsigiro rwavo kuti ndinovamirire mudare reparamende reHarare. Ndakamirira Harare West, ndakazvindiri nhengo yakazvimirira. Ndozvandakataura, ndizvo zvimwe chete izvozvo, hapana zvambochinja.
Mawanikwa muchibhadhara mari yakamira sei uyezve zvii zvanga zvichidiwa kuti muregistre?
$50 ndoyaita $50 ekuUnited States kwamuri ikoko. Panga panga pachidikanwa kuti munhu unge uine mapepa renomination rinenge raunenge wakanominatwa kana wakataurwa newe nekukumikidzwa nevanhu vanosvika vashanu vakarejistwa muconstituency imomo maunodi mauda kuti uvhoterwe. Asi fomu rine nzvimbo dzekunyura dzevanhu vanomwe 7 kuti pamwe pakazoshayikwa mumwe asina kumira zvakanaka wese ipapo. Panga pachidiwa zvakare chitupa kana kuti passport nenhingi nemafotokopi azvo nebirth certificate refurier nekopi yaro zvakare pachizodiwa zvakare asi mafingerprints ekuvhetwa kuti ukapara mhosva here dzakakora dziyadziya anozodikanwa asi haanyanyo anonzi paoptional anoda anogona kubetseredza kuti pamwe zvigare zvangozikanwa nemifananidzo yakakura yemapassport mitatu zvo zvinenge zvanga zvichidiwa nemari kana mapepa akariswa paonekwa kuti vanhu vakakunominita vakanyora zveshuwa here ndevemuconstituency here uye wangosana kuti ungosaina inonzi code of conduct yemapati nemacandidate inotsidzira zvinhu zvakati wandei asi unenge uchitsidzira kuti uchazvibata musarudzo iyi iwewe nevanenge vachikampena newe nevanokutsigira uchazvibata nenzira inoremekedzawo pfungwa dzevamwe nekodzero dzevamwe nezvematongerwo enyika zvakanyanyisisa uyezve unenge uchizoshandawo zvakanaka nezeki nemumapurisa nemakomisheni nekuzorambidzwawo kuzokampenawo kana 24 nokuti kana election yasvika unotsidza kuti tinorambidza kuti tizonge tichikampena zuva one day before 24 hours
before my election
kana fasara zvakadaro izvozvo.
Aiwa batai makadaro standakile ada mbokuvhunzai something.
Yeah, angina kapuyikuwe nkosazana majome ngisaqala nithatha omunye njalo umhloni chesila icingweni. Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF, he's also the MP for Phelandaba Mpophoma in Bulawayo. How are you, Mr. Chuma?
Something, and how are you? Can you greet my colleague and good friend, the Honorable Majomi? How are you?
Yes, put him online too, so they can greet each other.
Honorable Majomi, how are you, my dear colleague?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks, Honorable.
I miss you already. I'm planning to come to Harare just to see you, and then I come back and campaign.
How? How? We are Kuluma Njalu, Nkosazana Majomi. Yes, can you tell us, Mr. Chuma, what's going on in Bulawayo? Have you filed the nomination papers, and what's the situation like? When are you expecting the announcement, if it's not already done?
We filed our papers, but unfortunately there are some candidates who were a bit disorganized because ZEC started accepting nomination papers as way back as Monday, I think, yes. And some of us went and filed our papers on Tuesday with ZEC, so we're just waiting today for payment only. So it was going to be easy, and all people done the same thing. But I found out that by the time the court closed at 4 o'clock, inside the courtroom, we still had dozens and dozens of people, candidates who had not yet filed their papers. So now that process then delayed the whole thing. So as I speak right now, the haven't finished doing everything. Yes, they've closed the court door. No one can come in anymore, but whoever is inside is going to be sent to the last person. So now they are still trying to finish up those people that came in with their papers today. And also, there are some candidates who actually made mistakes. I don't know if it's made of people not learning or listening carefully, because they called us last Monday, the other week, and they told us everything about what to do and how to fill those forms. But you still find people coming in and having mistakes, and they're sent back to go and correct those mistakes and stuff like that. So all these kind of things are the things that have really pulled us a bit backward. So I think in all NSA, if I look at it and try and analyze it from the past experience of 2013, I'm seeing us finishing here anytime just after 12 midnight today because of those kind of delays that are happening. But otherwise, besides that, everything else seems to be smooth. Candidates are interacting with each other, even from different political parties. There's no tension. I was speaking to the guy who's challenging me from NDC Alliance, and we're sitting together. We're all having fun. So I don't think that motion of violence really exists here in Bulawayo at the moment so far, as I can see.
Yeah, kuhle ungachazisa ngamafichane ukwenza ukuthi abakhuluma isindebele bezwe liyenzani kathesi kobulawayo abantu balindele ukulivotela.
Right, kobulawayo silokhu siphakathi ekhoti lapha ngenxa yezizathu ezithize. Okunye bakhona abanye abafuna ukuzomelela abantu bakobulawayo abangasathathanga iziqondiso ezipheleleyo. Behluleka ukufaka amaphepha abo emalangeni la adlulileyo, ngikhona bebuye lawo namhlanje. So khonokhwana sokungani sokusibisela emuva. Kube sesiba labanye futhi ukuthi abangazange belalele sise sifundiswa ukubana la maphepha siwagcwalisa njani, siwabhala njani, abayenzele lokho kuthiwa ngamamisteki abaphambanisileyo ababiselwa emuva ubana beyoqondisa izinto abaziphambanisileyo zona lezo. Konke khonokhwana kusibisela emuva kancane. So ngikhuluma kanje abakaqedi ukubana bethatha amaphepha abantu, kodwa abasebekwenzile sebevalile iminyango, akusela muntu omusho ongabuya angene. So kuncediswa laba kuphela akade bevele bephakathi u-4 o'clock etshaya. So after that akusela muntu oncediswayo. So sisamile thina manje sesiqedile konke sikwenzile, sesibhadele, kodwa sesimeleleke ukubana umanti abe se-announce officially amabizo ethu ubana yinto esesimelela indawo ezishiyeshiyene zolezi esizimelelayo. Otherwise, ngaphandle kwalokho, hhayi, kube kuhle, umumo omuhle, akula kuxabana, akula kubangisana. Ngiyabona kuthina amadoda amaningi namakhosikazi amaningi lapha bedlelana, bewerelana. Ambonanga umuntu ozondela omunye kumbe ongaphathi omunye kubi. Kuhle, mina ngikhuluma kanje bengihlele eceleni ukalo empisana naye ovele eqembini le-NDC Alliance kwenhlezi laye sixoxa sibili kumnandi kunjeyana. So kukhanya ukuthula kukhona ngempela.
Ye, kuhle. Singabuza wena Nkosazana Jesse Majomi ukuthi ungaphi, ungatshela abalaleli ukuthi ungaphi njalo kwenzakalani khathesi.
Mina ngingaphi indawo
yini? Ye, ukuthi khathesi kwenzakalani, sithatha ukuthi abalaleli bakwazi ukuthi ungaphi lokuthi kwenzakalani khathesi. Usuqhubile amaphepha akho amukelwe kuhle, njalo kuyini okwenzakalayo khathesi? Sebememezele yini ukuthi abazancintisa ngobani, kumbe kulokhu kusesele ngxaki abasazilungisisa?
Mina ngiye Harare khathesi, angiso nomination court. Mina ngahambisa amaphepha ami izolo.
Ngokwakho konke kwakuhambela kuhle.
Honorable Majome, if I can just hold you there, I think we have a caller, our last caller, then come back to you. Tichiri na kutsira here pa runara. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
And mkoma kutsira?
No, this is Honorable Juma.
Ah, Honorable. Takatine mwe muteereri wedu wataida tapinde pachirongwa nekuti nguva yedu yadyana nasi ndanzwa zvamuzva mamukutaura. Manga muri kuti mimi kuri kufamba zvakanaka. Regai tinzwa anzi kutsirai aripo, regai timboenda kwaari tinzwe. Hello?
Hello?
Mukoma kutsirai, taurisai taurisai, munana Honorable vari apa, taurai vakunzwei, muri kuti muri kupi? Muri kupi mukoma? Hello? Koma Kutsirai, I think I've asked her that he doesn't really want to come on. But we have an in-studio guest. We were not ignoring her. She didn't really want to partake into the politics. But I think as we wrap up, Star, let's do her some justice and just give her a few minutes.
Yes, and maybe doctor, let's just give Honorable Chuma a minute and he goes so that we'll now concentrate on doctor.
I don't think so. I think for now, let's go to our in-studio. Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga, because I know you've been sitting there quietly observing what we've been saying and everybody calling in and all our guests. Are you going to be back home for the elections?
Yes, certainly I'll be back home in the first week of July.
Uh-huh. So yes. What are you expecting to see? You know, there was so much excitement coming from the ground. What do you expect to find when you get back home? Are you registered to vote yourself?
Yes, I'm definitely registered to vote. And, well, I'm hoping to find everything, ready and conducive.
Votaura henyu neshona tisati takudzivisai kuti muri kufunga kuti muchasvikowana zvakadii kumusha. Tinoona nhasi vanhu vaita manominations pane vanhu vachange vachivhoterwa. Imi munotii nezviri kuitika izvi?
Ini ndinoti zviri kuitika zvakanaka fani. Zvinhu zvokuti nyika yedu izogadzirika zvifambe zvakanaka. Kuti vanhu vakwanisewo kuisa voice ravo vachizosarudza munhu wavanoda.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga, the Innovative Healthcare Solutions vari kubva kuZimbabwe. I think now we can go back to our two honorables that are still here. Star, over to you.
Ye lapha ke silo dokotela Charlotte Chipamaunga, yena ke ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso Innovative Healthcare Solutions ebona ngesiphathelane lempila kahle ukuthi bancedisa kakhulu abantu elizweni ngokubanika usizo kwesiphathelane lempila kahle, njalo uthi le inhlanganiso ayisungulayo ngoba esebonile ukuthi abantu abafinyeleli kuhle ezempila kahle, ngakho uqhubha lomsebenzi ukwenzela ukuthi ancede abantu. Njalo ke wasitshela ukuthi kuyini okwamenza waba lo mdlandla wokwenza lokho, ukuthi laye owakhe umama wakhe unina laye wake wagula wananzelela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi wayenganikwa wayengatholi usizo olufaneleyo, ngakho wabona ukuthi hayi, lathi singaba lenhlanganiso nje enganika abantu uncedo ibaxwayise ukuthi bengafinyelela njani ezempila kahle kungaba kuhle. Hayi, isikhathi kasavumi ukuba sisonke. Ungasinika elakho elokugcina mnumzana Chuma, 30 seconds.
Since filing my paper, let's hope we're going to have a peaceful period of campaigning and also peaceful election, and even the aftermath must be peaceful. Zimbabwe were one. Let's all go and do it for Zimbabwe. Let's not fight about it.
Yeah, and your last word, Majome?
Well, I am going to ask the people of Harare West to entrust me with the mandate to represent them again in the National Assembly as an independent candidate, and also for them to campaign and support in peace.
I'm sorry, but time is not on our side, Honorable Majome. We are really today, you know, time is not really on our side. Our in-house guest, if you can just give us your last word, 1 second, Chef. What's your last word as people going to elections?
Well, my last word is, as people go into elections, is to be thinking health. How can we address the health situation in the country? We really need to revisit health services and support them with the human and material resources.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to catch you there. But we had Jameson Timba of the MDC Alliance, Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi of ZANU-PF, who were here talking about their candidates. And we also just had Honorable Jessima Jome, who is an independent herself. But the main word that I had there, Star, was peace. I was very impressed with what Mr. Chuma said. Go ahead.
Yeah, Oliver Lelisayo, Musitandekile Mhlanga, Sidibane njalo.